Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All the latest breaking news on the college football scene. This is College Football Game Time. College Football Game Time is presented by Dos Equis. Go for Dos on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, College Football Game Time. Let's head west to Oxford, Mississippi, like we do every week, to catch up with Brennan Adams, host of Dog Nation Daily, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. BA, I know the big storyline over the last, well, let's say two football weeks, plus a bye week, is the play of Carson Beck. He has six interceptions over the course of those two games. He's got 11 interceptions over the course of his last five games. Now they go on the road to go play a potent offense with Jackson Dart and everybody at the Ole Miss, with the Ole Miss Rebels. Is this game as simple as Carson Beck playing a clean football game for the Dogs?
Well, certainly any chance that Georgia has to win the game is certainly increased if Beck plays turnover-free. And obviously, as you said, every Georgia fan is kind of looking in on this to see if this is the moment where, you know, that sort of happens. So, I mean, no doubt, like, whatever the storyline is for UGA is going to sort of begin and to a certain extent end with, you know, what you get from Carson Beck. It's not the only thing happening here today. I mean, not, Georgia's obviously had its struggles with the running game, and Ole Miss clearly has a very good defensive front. That's where a lot of their NIL dollars have gone. It's not the only storyline, of course, but it is certainly the prominent and prevailing narrative, I would say.
B.A., Georgia watched Carson Beck turn the ball over a number of times against Texas, but came out with still a commanding victory, and a lot of that was built on the backs of a defense that would not let the Longhorns move the ball. It's a little bit different. Jackson Dart's playing at a higher level than Quinn Ewers is playing at. They got a couple of receivers that really do scare you, depending on whether you believe the 50-person-long injury report or not. What's the defensive focus for Georgia today? Is it keeping Jackson Dart from using his legs? Is it keeping the receivers in front of you? Getting after the quarterback? I think there's a lot of interesting facets to this one defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the tone should be.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Similar if you're Georgia in that, you know, defense kind of led the way in the win against Texas. I think you sort of hope that's true again today. You know, the mitigating factor is obviously Dart is a lot more of an accomplished runner than Quinn Ewers is, and some of the Steve Sarkisian plays a little slow developing. I think that Georgia thought it had a chance to get to Ewers, and that's one of the reasons why they dialed up the pressure as much as they did. Obviously, in the case of Dart, it's a little bit more about keeping him contained. And, of course, the first half against Alabama, another running quarterback, Jalen Milroe, Georgia didn't do that very well at all. But I do think pretty quietly this Georgia defense is kind of rounding into form here, and I think it's becoming, you know, pretty good. ESPN FPI has it ranked number 5, for instance, right now. And conversely, while Ole Miss can certainly do some things offensively, and they just absolutely obliterated Arkansas last week, the truth is that's the only SEC opponent this season that Ole Miss has scored 30 points on, that they've been held below 30 in every other conference game this year other than like the 60-whatever they put on Arkansas last week. So, you know, maybe the Arkansas game is a sign that this, you know, Ole Miss team is really coming into its form and going to be, you know, an offensive juggernaut the rest of the way. Or maybe that was just sort of a weird outlier catching a team that was obviously not prepared for what the Rebels were going to do. I have a tendency to think it's probably a little bit of the latter. I do expect this to be a good Georgia defensive performance. I think, you know, the overall, if you care about lines and things like that, I think the under is probably, you know, a direction I would look here on this today. I think both these defenses want to kind of rule the day here. So, I mean, that to me is the tone I expect this game to take.
B.A., you talk about betting lines. I'm going to talk about defensive lines. Jalen Walker, Mykael Williams, they shredded Texas. I mean, now we're going to look at this Jackson Dart-led offense. They do allow a lot of sacks in the games that they lose. It's 10, I think it's 10 sacks in their 2 losses. That is a huge, huge marker for me. And it tells me that Jalen Walker, Mykael Williams are the key to Georgia winning this game on the defensive side.
Yeah, and it goes back to, you know, a thing that we've, you know, kind of seen Georgia have conflict with before of, okay, well, if you go after the running quarterback and if you sack him, that's obviously great, but what happens if you don't get to him? What happens then? And that's, you know, sort of a challenge that you know, that, to go back to the Alabama game, that Georgia kind of dealt with there of when you don't get to him, you create running lanes, and that turns into an explosive play. And, you know, I do think that Georgia wants to obviously sack the quarterback and get pressure in the quarterback, but I don't think they want to sacrifice big plays in doing so. And so that's going to be the sort of coaching conflict I think the Georgia coaches probably find themselves in here today.
Brandon Adams with Dog Nation, Dog Nation Daily, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. B.A., you know, I was at the cocktail party a week ago, and I thought Georgia started out offensively with an interesting plan, a lot of short passes, a lot of screen plays. I would imagine today, and maybe that was to protect Carson Beck, maybe that's something they saw in the Florida defensive front. I would imagine today with the Ole Miss defensive front to try and slow down some of their pass rush, some of their attack from the defensive line, maybe we see a lot of that again, little screen plays and short passes and all that stuff.
That's kind of what I'm expecting. I'm sort of thinking this could be a little bit of a safer game plan. You know, Carson clearly doesn't have a lot of confidence right now. So doing something to build that up, I think that the kind of safer targets might be what they do.
So I want to look at the injury report that Ole Miss put out.
We don't have time for all of it, Garrett.
I know. It's extensive. I think it was like 26 players or something ridiculous. Is this as simple as the SEC just, well, excuse me, is this as simple as Lane Kiffin trying to show up the SEC? I know they have this, the injury, the faking injury thing that Ole Miss has been noted to be taking advantage of. Is this just Lane Kiffin saying, if I can't fake the injury, if I can't fake it on the field, then I'm just going to fake an injury report? Am I oversimplifying this?
This is what I thought more coaches might do. You know, Bill Belichick did a lot of that, where kind of flood the zone with injury information as a way of, you know, kind of concealing what you don't want to be known. But the truth is, most coaches haven't done that. And I sort of thought a lot of coaches would do a little bit more like what it appears Kiffin did this past week.
Let's talk about Lane Kiffin here, because this is a coach that is, what, 0 top 5 wins, 7-9 against ranked teams while at Ole Miss. This is an opportunity for the biggest win of his coaching career, I would argue, at least as a head coach. Is that how you're viewing this, as a milestone game, a statement game for him with that program?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. He hasn't really gotten the signature win yet as a coach, and this would certainly provide that. And if you don't get this moment in your own stadium, you know, I think if he doesn't do it now, when's he ever going to do it? I think that's kind of an overstated narrative sometimes, especially in college football. It feels like we do that a lot. But I think there is an element of truth to, well, gosh, you know, this is the game in your stadium. It's a 12-team playoff. There was a really interesting story from a writer named Pete Nakos from On3 this week about how the Georgia loss a year ago really galvanized Ole Miss. You know, like the one thing that Lane Kiffin is really good at, I'm not the biggest Kiffin fan, to be completely honest, but the one thing that he is really good at is he's really raised a lot of money for NIL at Ole Miss. I mean, people know that, you know, Ole Miss is not one of the larger programs in the SEC. You know, the state of Mississippi is not very populous. It's split among two SEC teams. So you're talking about a smaller fan base. You're talking about a little bit less history. I don't mean that in any way disparaging. I think even Ole Miss fans themselves acknowledge that there's a little bit of a uphill challenge competing against certain teams in the SEC. But when it comes to what they've done raising money from an NIL standpoint, they have definitely punched above their weight class. They have really invested. And there was an interesting story this week about how that Georgia game a year ago was sort of the reminder of, you know, because they got blown out. They got beat 50-something 17 or whatever, that if you want to compete at the highest level, you have got to have the kind of players that give you a chance to do that. So they spent big on transfers. Everybody's obviously spent most of the offseason talking about that. A lot of those guys are on defense. And so it's set up for them today. They're, you know, playing better after a couple of losses. It's a chance for Lane Kiffin to sort of demonstrate that he is a coach in the same category of the other top coach that we speak about in this sport. And if it doesn't happen for him, then you do just sort of wonder, well, is all he ever going to be is the sort of social media character, the you know, famous last name, you know, the guy that you know, obviously, you know, generates a lot of attention, but not really generating much in the way of big wins. I think it's a huge game for Georgia for obvious reasons. I think on the Ole Miss side, there's a lot of, you know, as you're touching on, a lot of storyline going on right there too.
B.A., I know there's a lot of places we could go injury-wise for Georgia, but I'm really focused right now on Mr. ETN. Limited with that game against the Florida Gators, how we feel he's going to be back today and how close to 100% could he be?
Well, you know, we talked about a moment ago the gamesmanship on the Ole Miss side when it comes to the availability report, you know, kind of flooding everything on there. You know, we have not really seen ETN, right? You know, it certainly was not on the first Wednesday availability report that comes out. And so I think the thought here is, you know, based on that and based on what Kirby Smart said, that he is going to be out there and trying to give it a go. Now, sometimes we, you know, are told that guys are healthy, but when you see him in action, you find out, well, maybe not quite 100%. But I think the hope is that ETN can be a big part of this Georgia offense today, and the rib injury has subsided enough for him to be able to do that. Clearly, for a Georgia team that has just, you know, kind of had its struggles with the running game and, you know, frankly, just needs, as we were talking about earlier, just needs some easier plays offensively one way or another. You know, a guy like ETN as a pass-catching threat or as a running back, I mean, that's a pretty important offensive weapon for Georgia today. And I think the thought process is right now that he'll be able to play.
B.A., finishing up here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Brandon Adams, Dog Nation Daily. I do want to talk about this Ole Miss defensive front here, too, because they are the best in college football with 41 sacks on the season. They're led by Perkins and Princely. And I wonder, Georgia's been pretty solid at stopping opposing pass rushers, but do you think this is a game where, I mean, and Carson Beck, I mean, if he does get hit, we've seen some of the issues start to flare up. Do you see this Ole Miss pass rush really causing problems for Georgia, or do you think that they're going to be able to contain this group?
I mean, I think that if something does cause Georgia a very significant problem today, that's what it's most likely to be. I mean, I think this is the best defensive front that Georgia's faced all season. I mentioned before that, you know, Ole Miss is not, you know, one of the bigger programs in the SEC, but if you look at their defensive line, I think it's better than Texas is right now. I think it's better than Alabama's is right now. I know Tennessee coming in next week feels like they've got a good group, but so far this is, I think, the best that Georgia's seen. And, you know, Walter Nolan may be among the very best defensive players in the entire, you know, conference overall. So I think that Georgia may have to do from a game plan standpoint today a little bit like what teams often do when they play Georgia, which is, you know, if you want to mitigate against the pass rush, you may have to get rid of it pretty quick. And you may have to try to get the ball out of the middle of the field as a way of just going away from what the strength of the Ole Miss, you know, defense is. Now, I'm obviously not a play caller. Maybe Georgia's got something completely different in mind. But when I close my eyes and just sort of picture, you know, what that looks like, you know, all that strength, all of that size, you know, right there in the middle of the field, you know, what can you do to get rid of it quick, get away from that, and give your guys a chance to play in space. And, oh, yeah, by the way, also you get the challenge of, you know, how do you run the ball in a situation like that? Because that's not been easy for Georgia anyway, and it's really not going to be easier against Ole Miss here today.
B.A., final question here. Lane Kiffin was crying about this one not being a night game. I say you got an opportunity to have a night game in Death Valley. I think we're all going to take that. Alabama and LSU tonight. What are your thoughts on that game?
You know, I'm leaning Bama here in this spot for two reasons. I mean, you know, I like Garrett Nussmeier a lot, but the truth is Jalen Milroe's probably had the better overall season. When you combine his rushing and his passing, his yards per attempt numbers better than what Nussmeier's has been, too. He's also got experience. He's been in the college football playoff. You know, conversely, you know, Brian Kelly, you talked about, you know, sort of an absence of big wins for Lane Kiffin. The truth is, other than, what, an overtime win against Alabama in 2022, since being at LSU, you know, Kelly doesn't quite have that real big win yet. And Kalen DeBoer, a much less experienced coach, you know, he won the Pac-12 last year. He beat Oregon a couple of times, beat Oregon three times in total while he was there, you know, beat Texas in the playoffs. That, I think you've got a playoff experience head coach in Milroe and a college football playoff experience quarterback in DeBoer. You know, DeBoer and Milroe both experience in the playoffs, what I mean. And going into Death Valley, a place that Alabama as a program has won before, that's sort of what I expect Bama to do again tonight.
Brandon Adams, thanks so much. Enjoy the game tonight.
Good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams joins us every single Saturday on the Way4.com hotline.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.